There's a halacha which is brought down in the end of Siman Tov Kuf Kun Aleph, which is the halachas through the period of the 3 weeks. That's actually one of the halachas which is brought down, which actually clearly in halacha applies to the whole 3 weeks, as opposed to just the minig, etc. It's somewhat of an enigmatic halacha. It talks about the idea that there's during from the period of starting from Shivas Matamas until Tisha B'Av, and actually the Mir halacha says actually it starts from Rosh Chodesh Tammuz. There's a period of time where Klal Yisrael, there's a certain complaint against Klal Yisrael and Shemayim. The Meraglim were sent on Rosh Chodesh Tammuz, and they came back on Tisha B'Av. And the result says that was a period of time, which was a time when in Shemayim there was a Midas Adin against Klal Yisrael. Had the Meraglim come back with a positive report, and Klal Yisrael had accepted it, that would have been broken. It would have been a time of rachamim for Klal Yisrael. But since they did not, it remains a time for Din. Therefore, people have to be more vigilant and careful about any issues of danger during this period of time than other times of the year. Specifically, it says from from a period about 6 hours during the day, the middle of the day, from the beginning of the fourth halachic hour to the end of the ninth halachic hour, it's 7 hours. The middle of the day is a time where there's a strong danger for people. Have to be very careful. So I just want to point out, boys will be leaving yeshiva, we're going out, many different things. Some boys will be driving, some boys will be swimming, different things you'll be doing over the summer. A person should be very aware of the fact that you should not take chances. There's a mitzvah in the Torah, Nishmar Tamoed L'Nafsho Seichem, and a person should be very careful to aware that this is a time where it's not so simple. I remember once heard from one of the Gedolim, he pointed out that it's painful for him. He went back over a period of about 10 years. Every year during the 10 years, there was a young man who drowned during the 3 weeks. Swimming. So, Chas v'Shalom, a person should be aware that it's a time where a person has to be careful. Obviously, I just want to also point out that at the same time we're worrying about the sakana to our bodies, we have to worry about the sakana to our neshamas. The summertime is a time which is challenging. You don't have the structure of the yeshiva, you know, the structure of that time, and that allows a person to get involved in maybe things he shouldn't necessarily get involved in. At the same time, the world around us is getting seems to get into more of a relaxed mode during the summertime, and that allows a person to have opportunities to sin much greater than there is during the year. So a person should be trying to be vigilant over the summer, always be vigilant, especially over the summer. Just a few announcements, if I can remember all of them. First of all, there's going to be a meeting with Rabbi Nyman for the seniors immediately after the halacha. There will be a minyan, at 8:45 here in Yeshiva over the summer, except for Sundays. Sundays will be a minyan, there's a 8:45 in the shul, this thing is a minyan 9 o'clock in KMS. But during the week, Monday through Friday, there will be a minyan at 8:45 here in the yeshiva. Starting next week, the Yeshiva Gedola is starting a program, starting Monday in the mornings from about 9:30 to about 12:30. We'll be learning halacha. What we'll be doing is every morning we're going to give out a packet, and that packet will contain a piece of Gemara, maybe one of the Rishonim, two of the Rishonim, some Mishnebrura, and maybe one or two shuvas, modern shuvas, on a certain topic. The for example, the first day will be the lachas of Yarmulke. Second day will be the lachas of what types of material can a pair of tzitzis be made out of. Next day will be the size of a pair of tzitzis. And we're going through basic points we hope to cover over the 24, we'll go for 4 weeks. Each day is independent of the other day, so a person can make it for one day. He can come in one day, he wants to come and learn. You're welcome to join us. We'll have about 10, 15 Bachrim and about 10 members of the Karl, etc. will be learning this. It'll be a nice Erlem here learning. So other members of the community, I hope they're coming. So everybody's invited to come and join to learn with us. And once or twice a week, I'll be trying to give a share on some of the topics. Also give a share on that. I want to wish everybody Hatzlacha on their Gemara finals this morning. And I wish everybody a wonderful summer. And did I miss anything? And anybody who's not going to be diving here, please remember to take your tefillin home. Have a good morning. Have a good summer.